Trainer Talks and Tales acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we're recording this podcast, the Turrbal and Yugara people of Meanjin. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Trainer Talks and Tales love having an array of guests with a variety of opinions. However, the views of the individuals do not necessarily reflect the perspectives of the host facilities. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Trainer Talks and Tales. You are, of course, joined by myself, Daisy, and I am here with Tess.
Hey, Daisy. How's it going?
Yeah, good. I'm excited for a bit of a funky, different episode that we're doing today. But before we get into that, Tess, I don't know if you remember, but one of our earlier episodes, we did something a little bit different and we did our lemon and orange of the day, which I have actually taken from the podcast and taken to work. And occasionally in our morning meetings, we do our lemon and orange of the day before. So if anyone hasn't been following along, the lemon is something that was like slightly sour in your day. And then the orange is something really sweet. So Tess, do you want to start us off with your orange and lemon of your day today?
Oh, Daisy, you and your weird games. honestly, I had a really nice day. I was just at home. And my lemon would probably be, I haven't been grocery shopping because it's kind of hard with a bubba. So I had to just have stale toast today. And going shopping is future Tess's problem tomorrow. But my orange is probably that we just had a really good day today. She was a really good bubba. So that's my lemon
Amazing.
And orange.
Love that.
What's yours?
Okay, so my lemon is probably that my hairdresser was 40 minutes late for my appointment, but Oof. That's okay. She's lovely and I love it a bit, but yeah.
I was like, what if she's listening?
Yeah, no, she's the best. But when you have to drive an hour home after your hair appointment, I'm like, okay, girl, I'm good to get on the road. But my orange is that my social media contract got extended permanently, which is super exciting. So it was just Yay. For 3 months covering Sea Life socials. And now that our marketing manager is back in action, he's back from a trip overseas. They have still decided to extend my contract so I can continue doing socials. So that is exciting.
Congratulations. That's very exciting. Thanks. I know that you flourished in that role. So I'm excited to see what else is to come.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love being super creative, getting heaps of people involved. Managed to get Taylor Swift into the reel that I posted tonight. So living my best life. Anyway, do you want to talk to us a little bit about what we're chatting about today, Tess?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, this one is a little bit different. We thought we'd spice it up a little bit. So for this chat, we're thinking about talking about a few different topics, and over the weekend we put on our socials just a few little answer boxes for you guys to respond to, and we're very appreciative to everyone who did reply. So we thought we'd talk about some exciting things that are happening at your facilities. So be that training, be that news, additions, and we'd have a little bit of a chat about what was actually said. So this can be any different zoo and aquarium, but we also wanted to give our listeners a bit of a shout out. So if you did respond, we can have the opportunity to have you guys mentioned on the podcast, but also spark interest with different things that are happening and maybe even connect you guys. So if there is something that does interest you, we'll add it in the notes and you can reach out to those people. So let's get into it. We had a fair few different responses. Daisy, do you want to read out the first one?
Yeah, I was actually thinking I could maybe start by giving a little bit of update on the behavior that I'm training, and then you can go straight into a lovely Nikki that we love from Wildlife HQ. So I have kind of been touching base a little bit in the last couple of weeks with a new behavior that I'm teaching with our sub-Antarctic fur seal, Nelson. It is a look-back behavior where the criteria is for his nose to touch his rump, just to showcase their flexibility and how that helps them be really agile out in the wild. So he has been progressing really well. He's been touching the target, following the target pole round to his rear. But one thing that I noticed and I got some feedback with is that he's touching the target rather than really understanding what behavior I'm asking. He's just following the target to where it goes because he's got such a good history now with the target pole. So we tried to do something a little bit different this week. We have inserted a second person. So I'm having myself directly in front of him being the primary trainer working at Nelson. I present the cue, and then Sarah has been helping me with the target. She's been standing directly behind Nelson. So that's going to indicate that he's starting to look back and look towards that target to hopefully get that bend and associate the bend backwards rather than just the target. So where it may be quite difficult to eventually fade that second person, so Sarah, for example, we think we'll have more success in him understanding what the behavior is that we're asking to shape. So I think I mentioned last week that we were ready to incorporate a cue. So we did decide on a cue, and it is going to simply just be the click of our fingers. It's a little bit different than any of his other SDs. So just to avoid any discrimination. But what I didn't realize is when you're feeding seals fish, your hands get pretty slippery and pretty wet, and I lose the ability to click. That's gone. So that's been something that's been a little bit challenging. So whether it's just the motion, it doesn't actually need to be the noise, we'll kind of see. But it was really cool. We did a few approximations across two training sessions on Sunday, and in the very last one we actually continued on the session and stopped doing that behavior because we'd had some success, and I ended up doing something a little bit different, and he actually offered what we were looking for in a slightly different context. So even though it was under a different cue and we weren't particularly asking for that behavior, it's great information for me that he's starting to understand what we're asking of Nelson. So yeah, that's my short little snippet update on that behavior. It will be slowed down a little bit just because I'm heading overseas for a little while. I'm away for a fair bit of October, but that's totally fine. It's a nice behavior that we're just kind of chipping away at, really. So yeah, success so far.
Yeah, you might just need to wipe your hands on your shorts before you do the click. Maybe that'll become the cue.
Oh, yeah, literally. Like, oh, that will.
She's wiping her hand. Here it comes.
Oh my gosh, 100%. He'll pair like the wiping with the click. And because Nelson only has one eye as well, we have to be cautious of where that click is obviously only presented with our right hand because he's only got that eye. So it needs to be like really consistent with that. So yeah, we'll keep posted and how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
What have you got for us, Tess?
Well, getting into our responses, like you mentioned, our first one is actually Nikki from Wildlife HQ at the sunny coast in Queensland. She let us know that they have had 3 maned wolf pups join the pack, which is very exciting. They're 3 boys who are still with their mum at the moment, and they're starting to wander around their habitat and gaining confidence each and every day, but she said that they're more so on display at the moment and quite visible for visitors. So go and check them out if you can, if you're in the area. And training update wise, she said they have a shy porcupine and they're starting to train him to come out of his den on cue because shortly they'll actually be doing their night zoo. So it would be great for him to have the confidence to come out and see some visitors at nighttime. And yeah, he's progressing well, and it'll be great if he's ready to do that in November. So that's their training update at Wildlife HQ.
I love that. I've done the night zoo last year, I think it was, and it was really fun, really unique, like really amazing to see some of the animals so awake and alert. So yeah, I definitely recommend that if anyone's around too.
I would love to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd love it actually, for sure. Cool. Well, good luck to Nikki. Keen to follow along with that one. Definitely. But next off, we had Laura reach out. She came from Alexandra Park Zoo, which is actually a really small facility up in Bundaberg. I haven't actually heard much about this facility. But her and one of her co-workers are actually looking at crate training a male spotted tail quoll who's only about a year old, so quite a young animal. I love, like anything when we're doing native stuff, it's really interesting to follow on. I find that really, really cool. But she was mentioning that the animal is currently comfortable entering and staying in an open crate with lots of keepers moving around him, making noise, which is obviously awesome descent. But they've just started working on one keeper dropping the front gate so he can still leave from the rear gate if he feels uncomfortable at all, whilst the other keeper is reinforcing. So within a few short sessions, Laura has mentioned that he feels completely unfazed, which is great. And if you're listening, Laura, we would love for you to send us some progress videos or maybe like a photo with this behavior, because I feel like a crate training behavior with any animal is really common and really valuable across all species. So it'd be great to kind of get a setup for this, and hopefully people can take some inspiration from it.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, there is something exciting about our native flora being trained, and I don't really see quolls that often. I've seen a couple in Tassie, but To see one do some crate training would be really cool. So I hope we see that video sent through pretty shortly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we had another message from Mackenzie from Lone Pine. Hey, Kenz. She said that they're doing some target training with their olive python at the moment, and they want him to eventually crate himself. And she said that it's very early stages and a work in progress, but they're very impressed with him so far. So again, that would be great to see. I'd love to see some snake training.
Yeah, I love like reptile stuff. So cool. Yeah, they have so many things to challenge and battle against with reptiles. So like, that's amazing that they're having success.
Yeah.
Moving on, we actually are going to touch on one of our international listeners, which is amazing. We always kind of get goosebumps when we know people are listening overseas. So thank you so much. This is from Margot, who's come from the Netherlands, and she's actually been doing some really cool syringe training with young owlets. Adorable. In the case of whether they ever need medication down the track. So it's really cool to hear about like preventative training if with cooperative care stuff. So she started the process at just around 4 weeks old on a syringe with some water, and then has added in CCF, which we have now worked out means critical care fluid, which can obviously change the taste slightly. So something really, really important to think about. And actually similar to that, when the team were teaching Sly to go under anesthetic, he was great with breathing in the cone, but we ended up putting some kind of Vicks paste around it, so it had a funky smell, just because sometimes the anesthetic gas can smell slightly different as well. So it's really cool that she's actually done that to be able to sort of desense to slightly different tastes that they might come across. She said that once they are learning, it's actually really nice that they start to come from the syringe as well. So she's had a milky eagle owl, which is so cool, that she trained several months before, and will hopefully to see if the behavior is still solid, and thankfully saw that syringe has been useful and came straight flying over for it. So really cool, that sort of thing that she's been doing.
Yeah, she sent us some videos actually, and I saw firsthand. She walked into the aviary and he spotted her with a syringe and flew straight over. So maybe so cool. We could add those videos on there. And they've also had some success with breeding this year. She's had a striped owl and a Cape Eagle owl successfully breed. And she sent us some very cute photos of those little bubbers. And Margot has been a big supporter of the podcast and just us really for years and years. And she's always interacting with our socials. So we really appreciate everything she does. And thank you so much for your support over the years. And of course, for the owl pics. We're, you know, particularly
so cute.
Me. We're always little baby owl pics.
Especially species that we don't see like commonly in Australia as well. Like, you remember how many cool species they can have overseas. So it's so cool to see that.
Absolutely. And she sent me the scientific names for them as well. And I had to Google it. I was like, I'm not very good with my owls in the Netherlands. Let me just have a little Google this. So I definitely had to Google that. But yeah, they're very sweet. I'll add the photos on our socials.
Yes. Definitely.
Now, moving on, we had Adele, our lovely Adele from Wildlife Unleashed, who joined us last year on an episode with her husband, Mick. They have acquired a whistling kite, and she is an absolute big beauty. And they've actually been doing some free flight training with her. So really exciting to see. And she's going to make a great addition to their hands-on educational ambassadors. So I'm really excited to see how she goes. I think it'll be great to see videos on the Wildlife Unleashed socials of a beautiful kite flying around and educating those guests about how beautiful these kites are. So I'm keen to see how she progresses.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I know she's so excited to finally have a kite as part of her collection. So,
yeah.
So
have
cool
you met
to
the
see.
Kite?
Yeah, she's massive. She's beautiful, like stunning. But yeah, you definitely need to come up and say hi.
Honestly. I'll go up with you. You hold Bubba, and I'll fly the kite.
Yeah,
with the
yeah, yeah. That sounds like a great idea. Well, to wrap it up, we have the lovely Jenna as well. So Jenna is another massive podcast supporter. Jenna is one of the most beautiful people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. She is a marine animal trainer from Canada, and she's currently living over here in Australia. So she's come in a few times to see life, which is great. So it's been really nice getting to know Jenna. But she is taken, has taken all of her kind of training and knowledge from working with marine animals to her beautiful dog. So her dog Cove is gorgeous, and she's currently teaching Cove a variety of different cooperative care programs. And she actually mentioned to us that she's just completed her cooperative care certification. This was kind of new to me. I hadn't really heard much about this until Jenna mentioned it. So we'll actually share the link to that certification and you guys can check it out, because I can imagine there's lots of really valuable things that you could learn from that, and especially to implement on domestic animals, so dogs and cats, etc., that you might have at home. She mentioned there's 4 different levels and 10 sort of exercises on each level. So heaps of opportunity for learning. Those exercises can kind of range from ear, eye, mouth examinations to even taking blood draws, which is amazing. And I know that she's been working really hard in the mouth open with Cove. She is always inspired for new training, and she always responds to everything we post and lots of anything sort of training stuff she sees. And I know she's looking at doing some really cool scent cue stuff with Cove next. So she mentioned that she's going to be training an orange scent to be her spin cue and a peppermint scent to be her sit cue. Which is awesome. Like I think we touched a little bit on scents as cues with Dean, with elephants, but really amazing to see that that could be something that we could pass down into different species as well. And even like an animal, like a dog that we have in our back door. So really cool to be able to teach those and practice our training knowledge on our animals at home.
And she made clear in that message that she was inspired by our podcast. So that's really heartwarming to see that she has thought of this because she's listened. So that's what we're hoping to have. You guys listen out and get any inspiration that you can from our episode. So it's lovely to see. Thank you, Jenna. You are also amazing, always responding to our stuff.
Yeah, yes, so nice. Beautiful soul. I feel like, Tess, it might be fun to maybe check back in with these guys in like, you know, 3 or 4 months and see if we can get a bit of an update and we can keep everyone posted and maybe share some more training things that people are doing around the country. Cause it's so nice hearing about things that are happening local and close to home, and even things that we can check out if we go visit other facilities as well. And, you know, I love that. So like, thank you for thinking of this, cause this was all your idea, Tess. And I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it might have a bit of accountability on these people too. Be like, oh, they're going to talk about it in a couple of months. I hope they've learned that by then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And hear like their challenges and stuff like that would be really fun to hear a bit more about.
Definitely. And thank you to everyone that did respond. This was a bit of a last minute thing because I only put up the question box 2 days ago, but we did have lots of responses and we're very grateful for that. So we'll do this again in a couple more months. So if there is anything that you're doing at your facility, or maybe there are new additions or something you'd love to talk about, just send us a message and we can do an episode like this shortly. But that's about it from us, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you liked it because it's a little bit different. And we'll be back in your ears next week.